Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation, everybody. Did you miss us?
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. We missed you. You know, we have so much entertaining news to talk about and dish with you about. Before we get to all of that, we got to say what's up to our Atlanta crew, who we missed. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, we missed you, too.
Yeah, you know, you can see that Portia's still out being a mommy. Eva Marcille is in. We love when you're here, Eva. So we're gonna get to it. Now, here's the thing. Kim Kardashian, she is taking on a big fast food giant. And Will Smith was on Ellen and opens up about some of his biggest fears, or one of his biggest fears. And one of the guys on The Bachelorette could already be in love.
It's true.
Oh. After just 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
all right, so we're gonna
it's
get to
love.
I'm sure it is. We're going to get to all of that. But first, Brad, what you got?
Well, Heidi, Jada Pinkett Smith is getting real candid about her past porn addiction, okay? On the latest episode of her hit Facebook series, Red Table Talk, the actress revealed with her daughter, Willow Smith, and mother, Adrienne Banfield Jones, about her history with porn. Take a look.
I'm down for the expensive-looking stuff. I'm down for the artistic, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's artsy. If it's artsy.
If I was still on my porn game, I'd be able to show you some good porn. Because back in the day, I had a little porn addiction. But I wasn't in a relationship when I had a porn addiction, believe it or not. Thank goodness.
I just want y'all to know, this is a lot.
Well, now, later in the show, Jada got more into the subject, explaining how pornography also affects intimate relationships. So what do y'all think about this?
It's ridiculous.
Why, Gary?
I've watched... I've seen some porn.
Somebody's worked up.
Okay, somebody worked up on here.
But I don't like the man-on-man porn. It is so fake.
My cousin used to do makeup for porn, so our porn collection was insane. Like, our housekeeper used to come to our house to clean up and would find the porn. Like, our collection is crazy.
No, she used to come to your house.
Like, could any of you actually, like, with, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith talking to her daughter and her mom about porn, have any of you ever had a conversation with a parent or a child about porn?
Hell no.
Nah, like, no. We used to be so CIA with it, because, like, back, you know, when we was growing up, we had the tapes. So you had to cue it right back up to the minute
where they
second
had
mark.
It.
It's like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Right. Moving on, big things come in small packages, but should big people be afraid of small critters? And I'm talking about Will Smith. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show talking about one of his biggest fears, and she wanted him to face his biggest fears. Take a look.
Oh, no.
Hey, stop playing. Right. Stop playing. Ellen, stop playing. Ellen, stop playing. Y'all see that.
All right. Look.
Now, I really don't do mice. I don't really don't.
Why?
I don't even like knowing that's fake.
Why? Yes. I'm just showing you that they're little, tiny, little, sweet things. Overcome that
do
fear.
Do not do anything with mice on this show. I'm telling you.
Those are fake. Overcome that fear.
Okay, I will. I'll address it another day.
Okay.
It looks pretty legitimate. I mean, he was getting up, and you could see him start to sweat and get a little scared.
And if you watch Ellen on a regular basis, you see she does have people jump out of tables.
She loves
scaring people. So that whole time, it was planted in there that it's like, okay, she says there's not a real mouse, but I know Ellen, so I know it's coming.
Yeah. It's hard to believe, though, Will Smith would be like, Jada, if he finds a mouse in the
He's
garage.
He's on a chair.
I hate mice.
Me too.
Anything with a long tail, I hate mice.
Like, it's one thing if you bought it from, like, a pet store. Like,
why would you buy it?
Because mice are cool.
Rats, we had them growing up, honey, and I couldn't deal with it.
Why are they cool?
Like mice, hamsters, things like that, they're cool when you buy them as pets.
They don't love you back. No. You can't tell no emotion.
No, hamsters are cool.
Unless you tie their mouth and let them run up you, they cool then.
I don't.
Back to Jada's porn addiction.
Okay. Back to your mom. Back
you want to watch on porn.
Speaking of things Gary likes to watch, looks like your favorite activist Kim Kardashian is not happy with Jack in the Box.
Oh, Lord.
Yep, now the reality star called out the fast food chain over Twitter on Monday with a serious complaint she wanted to address privately, so she said it publicly. Hey, Jack in the Box, I have a serious complaint, but I won't fully put you on blast. Check your corporate email inbox or send me a DM with the direct person for my team to contact pronto with the exclamation point. So she meant it. So Jack in the Box did respond with, hi, Kim, we're unable to DM you. Please send us a DM with how we can get in touch with your team, and someone will reach out immediately. So Kim went on to explain that it wasn't a personal issue, but something she observed that affected others, but she still hasn't explained exactly what it was.
So she's been releasing people from jail. She is now on a mission. Like, any wrong I see, I'm gonna write. It's like, okay, it's just Jack in the Box. What could have been so big that Kim Kardashian, who's a multimillionaire mogul, is like, you know, I'm doing something about this.
Or is this the beginning of some weird campaign show that Jack in the Box is putting on? So like, you know.
Or is it like a Burger King or a McDonald's going, let's make Jack in the Box look bad? The Kardashians are upset with them.
But that was the dope part, though, Heidi. Like, so, like, actually, Burger King and Wendy's also chimed. So Burger King responded, Jack in the Box, to the principal's office. and Wendy's also has some fly to say. They said, who goes there anyway?
Wendy knows how to do it. Yeah.
Wendy must be on her period.
No, I don't even know what it is, though. This is like, she's really leaving us hanging.
Okay, so apparently Kim K is upset, not because an order was wrong or they put pickles or omitted pickles, mm-hmm. but because she ordered food from Jack in the Box and no one recognized her.
They didn't have no black men there?
What?
That's not right.
Well, now that Game of Thrones is over, it's time to talk about my other favorite show. And yes, of course, I'm talking about The Bachelorette.
Yes.
It just started, and episode 2 aired last night, and it was a group date, okay? You know the group dates.
Sure.
And so they go out for the group date, and it's talent competition, and drag queens are the judges, of course.
Well, yeah.
And one of the guys vying for Hannah's heart, named Luke P., well, he decided to profess something. I mean, obviously, it's the second episode, so it's pretty early in the show, that kind of got Hannah and other contestants all shook up. Take a look.
And Hannah, I can't believe I'm saying this right now. This is pretty crazy, because it's so soon. Hannah, I'm genuinely starting to fall in love with you.
Macaroni Tony. Okay. He did that.
Now, wait, wasn't it a talent competition? What did he do? Do we know what he did for his talent? Because I thought he was going to break into, you know, a little piece of your heart. Now, I don't know. I thought he was going to like, give you a piece of my heart and then sing the song where you're like,
and But nothing like that. But do you think it's real? I know, Heidi, you always say, how can you fall in love with somebody in the first 2 days? But the look on Hannah's face, I think that she actually loves him, too. I think it was love at first sight. She gave him the first impression, Rose. So I think it's done.
But, like, how many, like, I mean, you follow the show a lot. Like, how many days in are we in real life? I know it's the second episode, so, like, have they been
there for 2 weeks?
I'm wondering if you did have those feelings, did she pull him aside privately and say, listen, I feel that way, too, but we did sign up for the show. We're contractually obligated. I'm picking you at the end, but we got to go through the motions here. You know what I mean? Like, did she already give him a little heads up?
No, that was a producer. The producer's in the back, like, shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. This could be your last night.
Lay it on the
line. Ratings through the roof.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to call it now. He gonna make it to the end. They ain't gonna get hooked up. He gonna be the next bachelor.
Yep.
No, that's a good one.
That's it.
Because it makes him so endearing and it makes like a zillion women go, oh.
And he's got that look. He's got that look.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from this picture, no, but from the video, better. Yeah.
He got that look like all his girlfriends leave town.
Up next, basketball icon Magic Johnson comes clean about being betrayed by the Lakers organization. Mm-hmm. Tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. It's hard to find qualified candidates and it takes a long time. But today, hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my viewers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dish Nation.
What's up, my peoples? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now, legendary basketball player Magic Johnson is out here putting people on blast.
Uh-oh.
Now, remember last month when we talked about Magic Sutton resigning from being the president of the Los Angeles Lakers because of shady emails between the Lakers owner Jeannie Buss and general manager Rob Pelinka? Yeah, well, the basketball icon sat down to chat with Stephen A. Smith on ESPN's First Take to let him know exactly how he feels about the situation, and he's not holding back at all. Take a look.
I understand the Luke Walton element.
Yeah.
But when you allude to the backstabbing, was it Rob Pelinka that you're talking about? Is it Rob Pelinka and other people within the Lakers organization? Who exactly were you talking
about? No, just Rob.
He letting it fly.
You know, keeping it real.
What it is.
Yeah, but the boss up move is the fact that, yo, you didn't fire Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson quit on you.
This is true.
Right before the finals.
Because he wasn't comfortable. Exactly.
He should turn it over to his son.
Now, why would he do that?
Because EJ could play basketball, huh?
Now, you know EJ ain't finna play no damn basketball. He might play volleyball.
Should even squat at best. Okay.
Badminton or something. All right, y'all, it's time for...
Blasted or Trash It.
Well, this is a game we like to play here when we listen to the hottest new tracks and let the world know how we really feel about them. So the rules are simple. If you like it, then blast it. If not, and you're not really feeling it, then trash it. All right, let's get into it. DJ Khaled, Cardi B, and 21 Savage gave fans a wish and dropped a new song and video. Y'all ready to check it out?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's get it.
They love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference. It be hard not to kill a hoe, cause I'm
bought a richer meal, I coulda bought me a house.
No joke.
Feel like I'm the greatest rapper came out the South.
Who won't smoke?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. What y'all think? Blasted or trash?
Trash.
Blasted for
me.
Yeah. Why?
Because I thought I was watching Nicki Minaj, number one.
Honey. No, you didn't.
She looked like Nicki Minaj.
You need
like
glasses,
Minaj.
Sir.
No, she don't.
She looked like Nicki Minaj. I was very offended.
I like the Fashion Nova element. I think that was super boss.
And I feel like they sponsored the video.
Well, I think it's super dope that Cardi has figured out how to make, like, regular people things pop so that regular girls can feel relatable to her.
Regular girls can't really get that lipo thing that, you know, you gotta have a lot of bread.
Well, regular girls can get Fashion Nova. They got stuff in the cart right now.
But you ain't gonna have no Cardi B body. And if you ain't got a Cardi B body in Fashion Nova, Fashion Nova ain't gonna look like it's looking Cardi B on you.
But everybody wear Fashion Nova.
Everybody wear Fashion Nova?
I don't.
All right, y'all, we got one more song, okay? Bieber believers have been begging the pop star Justin Bieber to release music, and he did just that with a pop pal, Ed Sheeran.
Ooh.
So, y'all, they have a song called I Don't Care, and it's been a minute since we've heard from Justin, so let's see what he sounded like.
Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. But you're making me feel like maybe I am somebody.
What is this, Nickelodeon? Is he corny?
It seems like it would be on Baby First TV with all, like, the weird little images and stuff like that.
I love that. Oh, I'm blasting it.
It could have been the video or the... I trash it.
I blast the song. I probably would watch the video once.
It could have been so many more flyer ways to show that I don't fit in.
It's not a rap video to blast, so blast it.
First of all, my name is not Blatt, okay? Trash it for me.
All right, coming up... Could there be new music on the way from the late, great Whitney Houston? I know. But wait, we'll spill all the tea on that and more after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation! Okay, so it's been 7 years since the death of the musical icon Whitney Houston, and her music and presence is still missed greatly, but that could be changing very soon. Y'all want to know why?
Why?
Well, Pat Houston, Whitney's sister-in-law and executor of her estate, revealed that there are plans for new Whitney music to be released, a Broadway play about Whitney, and get this, there will also be a tour using a hologram of Whitney's likeness performing on her hits.
Okay.
What? I don't know.
To the people who have been robbed of the opportunity to never see Whitney Houston live, and this is the closest you can get, I'm sure a lot of people would take it. I would go see it, because I never saw it live.
You know, since seeing the Madonna thing on that award show, and they messed it up and they had a glitch,
it could be a cool little step-off thing to do.
Well, I'm down with everything, Whitney. So if it works and it helps the estate, I guess, it, you know, it feeds people, okay.
Yeah, I want to dance with somebody, even if it's a hologram. All right, guys, so our Beijing pop queen, Rihanna, is really going for world domination right now. Her Fenty Beauty brand is winning. She's got all the girls wearing her Fenty Savage line. And yes, she's going to be launching a luxury clothing line with LVMH very soon. So in a recent interview with T, the New York Times Style Magazine, Riri talked about how her change in body has affected her new line. Now, Riri said this, I'm thinking curvy right now. So if I can't wear my own stuff, then I mean, that's not going to work, right? And my size is not the biggest size. I'm actually closer to the smallest size we have. We go up to a French size 46. We're saying we can meet you up at any one drop that we put out. Boom.
I love your Rihanna accent. That's your Beijing accent.
After a long night of drinking.
I mean, she look good, yeah, thick or thin.
Yeah. Yes.
Honey. She looks amazing, honey, in this picture.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and y'all been to Barbados before, right?
Yes.
A lot of them women over there,
yes,
are thick.
Okay.
It was her destiny and birthright to,
okay,
be as thick as she is right,
yes,
now.
Yes.
She held off as long as we could. It's like a werewolf who's trying not to turn into a wolf during a full moon.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Wouldn't it be nice to get a soothing hand massage in the privacy of your own home?
Hell yeah, yeah, what?
Well, have no fear. The Conair Hydro Spa Massaging Hand Sauna is here, darling.
Ooh.
And this is all you need to help reduce stress, soothe aches and pains associated with muscle tension with the relaxing sensation.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, Gary, the Conair Hand Sauna has triple action technology that delivers subtle vibrations to release tension, infrared heat to soothe and relax you, and bursts of steam to soften the skin on your hands. There are also three individual settings that can be separately or combined for a customized treatment so that once you are done, your hands will feel so soft, people will think you had a professional quality hand treatment. And that's not all, because the ergonomical design makes it so that your hands will be completely comfortable in the hand sauna during the 20-minute session.
How much is it? Because it looks expensive.
Well, the Conair Hydro Spa Massaging Hand Sauna normally costs $70.
Ooh.
But for our Dish Nation viewers, it is only $25.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just go to MorningSave.com and get you one. Tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, so up next, find out how your favorite fast food joint will have you run into your nearest hotel. I'll tell you more about it after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Hey.
Welcome back.
Now, Gary, I got a place you might want to try for a quick getaway.
Oh, where?
Dick's Sporting Goods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, for real, Taco Bell is offering a hotel called Taco Oasis in Palm Springs, California.
What?
But it's like for a limited time. It's a pop-up shop. It starts beginning August 9th, and it definitely sounds something you might want to pull up.
Yeah, I love Taco Bell.
According to the chief brand officer, the hotel will be infused with Taco Bell twists, and it'll include a taco-centric happy hour, poolside cocktails, a gift shop with Taco Bell merchandise, and on-site salons.
But what's better than a Nacho Bell Grande?
A Baja Blast with some alcohol in it.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
And a swimming pool.
What?
Ooh, Chalupa.
Yeah. Or Mexi Melt.
Some gorditas.
What you say?
Oh, the cinnamon twist.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are they going to have a 99-cent menu?
If not, why not, right?
The dollar menu,
yeah,
yes.
We can rank them on
don't need a menu. All they got to do is hire you because you know the whole menu.
I'm telling you, I do.
Yo, if the pillows are shaped like hot sauce packets.
That would be
ooh,
cute.
Ooh, yummy. Mm. So it sounds like they're taking a little clue from the KFC logs.
Well, you know, KFC and Taco Bell are owned by the they same parent company.
Right.
So, yeah.
You know, you pull up to the drive-thru, the place got half KFC, half Taco exactly. Bell. You'd be like, wait a minute. I can get chicken and taco?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.